Evenings were always special to us on WFIL, David. Important because we were going for the young people then, and next to mornings, that's when they listened the most. George Michael had left, and so had Banana Joe. We went looking for a mainstay, and we found him. Joe tells me that George and the late Jim O'Brien were probably his greatest influences. What happened after FIL?
Well, I went down to Miami to a radio station called 96X, and I programmed that station. And the company I worked for at the time, Charter Broadcasting, eventually moved me to program KCBQ in San Diego and then KSLQ in St. Louis. From there, I went to Baltimore and put a radio station called B104 on the air. And shortly after doing that, I left them and joined Radio and Records about 4.5 years ago.
And he's now chief editor of what's called the Contemporary Hit Radio, or CHR, chart for the trade publication. He's got some stories to tell, David, some rather strange ones, which we'll discuss later this morning. David, I'm not really sure I should discuss this.
Oh, why not?
Let's just say that when we used to be on City Line Avenue before we moved to Roxborough, the hallowed halls of WFIL were known for more than an occasional prank. It kept up the morale and actually contributed to some of the silliness that you heard on the air those days. Joel Denver remembers.
Well, one of the favorite things to do was to examine the different things that permeated the hallways and laboratories, and now and again we'd find some snakes in the men's room, and how they got there we never knew, but they would invariably show up from time to time, especially on the weekends. And the weekends, of course, were the favorite times for our hockey games in the hallways. During long records, the engineers and the disc jockeys would get together and try and put one on the old net at the other side of the hallway, especially during the Flyers' heyday when they were in Stanley Cup fever.
So that's how the window to my office was broken so many times on Monday mornings. I'll bet you don't have nearly as much fun writing for Radio and Records, huh? By the way, Joel, I hear you're getting married next month to a girl you met in L.A. some 2.5 years ago, and we certainly want to wish you good luck on that. And with all that's happened to you, Joel, is there anything you miss about good old Philadelphia?
Yeah. Will you tell somebody out here in Los Angeles how the hell to make a good cheesesteak?